Every day, each one of us makes hundreds of choices, big and small, that impact the environment, the size of our homes, what food we eat, how we travel. During this hour, we'll explore who chooses what and why. Every day, each one of us makes hundreds of choices, big and small, that impact the environment. But what are people really willing to give up?
You know, if they recycle their waste and they buy something that says green, they feel that they've done their share.
That's environmental scientist Helena Brown.
But it is all, these are gestures. They have no meaning in terms of environmental impact.
She's professor emerita at Clark University in Massachusetts. Helena says, if you want to really have an impact, it's going to mean owning less stuff and buying less.
Consumption is the biggest driver of environmental impacts and of emissions of greenhouse gases that threaten climate. About 70% of all our economy depends on household consumption. So essentially, our lifestyles and consumption are both the driver of the economy and the cause of the emissions of greenhouse gases. It's enormous.
So changing anything about our consumption, I guess on many levels, is tricky because it does have a big impact on our economy.
That's right. That's what makes it so difficult. Our economy was constructed that way. That's one of the big problems. Since in the last several decades, since the end of the World War II, essentially a decision on how to move the country forward was made to have private consumption as the main generator of jobs, creating wealth and well-being.
Now, I have two children, and I often tell them that I had much, much, much less than they do as a kid. And I firmly believe that is true. But is it true? I mean, I remember things being much more expensive when I was a kid and us just having less stuff, less clothes, less toys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at the houses. Houses are extremely good indicator of consumption because the size of the house determines how much energy the house itself consumes. But it also reflects of how much stuff we have. So in the 1950s, the average house in the U.S. was somewhere around between 900 and 1,000 square feet. And it's been going up literally every single year that the new house that's being constructed is bigger. So right now, the average new house that's built in the U.S. is about 2,500 square feet. So there is no doubt that there is much more of everything.
And these goods that our houses are filled with also have become cheaper in recent decades, right?
They've become cheaper and they don't last very long. So people can acquire them and they have no value to people. Furniture, cheaply made clothes, you know. We can afford to purchase these items and we can afford to throw them out and replace them with new ones.
A lot of people want to be environmentally conscious. They want to be green. But then at the same time, they also want to live in a really big house and they want to have a nice car and they want to have a new couch every 2 years. So this concept of reducing, that being truly green means you have to give something up, is that sort of dawning on people, you think?
Well, we have to frame it not as a sacrifice and loss. It would have to be framed differently, framing like freedom. I mean, think about it. I live in a pretty wealthy community and I see these houses, beautiful Victorian houses, huge. And when I look at them and I say, oh my gosh, if I had to furnish that place and then maintain it, that would be a lifetime project. I am free of that. It's being a little bit countercultural and maybe a little subversive. But that has an edge of something interesting, novel to it.
Helena Brown is an environmental scientist and professor emerita at Clark University in Massachusetts. This is Shades of Green, an Earth Day special from The Pulse.